So the weather channels tell us that Hurricane Erin is going out that way, right? I mean, out into the ocean. So we don't have to be scared, but we need to pray for Bermuda. It's amazing, isn't it, how with the weather devices that we have and satellites and everything, we can see the weather all over this earth. It's tremendous and gives us all this time to prepare. Back in Jesus' day, they didn't have any of that equipment, but they still had a few natural gifts that all of us have. When they saw a cloud coming, they knew that the rain would come. You all have that feeling in the afternoon when it gets so hot and moist and we know that the Florida thunderstorm is coming. Yes. Humans have the ability to sense the coming of weather. Not too far away, but we can tell when rain is coming. And Jesus today says, how strange, how awful it is that we are able to see the weather coming, but we don't seem to be willing to look at the times and see what is happening to our culture, to our world, when there are signs that tell us what is going to happen there as well. My friends, I don't know if you sense it, but I do. We are in a great period of historic change, not only in this country and this city, but all over the world. And everything is beginning to look a little bit different. Yesterday, I got here at about 9 o'clock in the morning, and there was a man who had slept on the porch in the door near the labyrinth, and that isn't that out of the ordinary. We were trying to get him to move away from the door so people could come in and not be nervous or have to step over him. But I realized quickly that this was a different kind of homeless man than I've seen before. He was in his maybe late 70s, and I would say he was developmentally disabled. He couldn't really understand it when I spoke to him, and he couldn't speak, nonverbal. I got a cup of coffee, and he liked the coffee, so I urged him to move off the porch, but he needed to tie his boots. And so I was helping him. I realized he couldn't tie his boots. He couldn't make the laces work. But he wasn't on any drugs. This was just who he was. This was a man who needed someone to care for him. We finally got him off onto the bench, and he had some cuts on his hands. He probably fell, so we got some astringent and band-aids and put them on him. And he went on his way. Back in the 1960s, this cathedral started an organization called the Cathedral Foundation. We believed our call from God was to care for the elderly who were poor or disabled. We built those high-rises near us, 634 apartments for the elderly who were on the poverty line or below. We built a nursing home, and we started Meals on Wheels, one of the greatest programs in the city, which on average feeds about 600,000 meals a year, mostly to elderly people who live alone. Oftentimes they are unable to get up or do much, and many times the person who delivers the Meals on Wheels is the only person they see that day. The city is in a budgeting process right now. It's not finalized yet, but 2 days ago, they cut $1.7 million from Meals on Wheels, which means that this program that we believe in so much, many of those elderly people are not going to get that meal. Now, it seems to me that in this period of change that we're in, that there are kind of two different Christianities running parallel to each other. And it has nothing to do with denomination, really. You see, there's a Christianity out there that, well, I would say that they want to tame Jesus. They want to tell us that Jesus taught that if you show up to church and you give a little bit, you'll be blessed and you'll live a comfortable life and you'll make a good living. I like to call it the prosperity gospel. If you pray hard enough, you'll make a lot of money. Except, I didn't read that anywhere in the Gospels, did you? Jesus prayed a lot, but he didn't have much at all. In fact, he didn't even have a house. And they tell us that Jesus was kind and gentle, which he certainly was with children and others, but that's just a part of Jesus. There's this whole other part of Jesus that they don't really talk about. And it's that Jesus that we hear about today. The Jesus who said, "I came not to bring peace, but a fire. I'm going to bring division. I'm going to tear this world up. What I'm going to tell you is literally going to tear people apart. It's going to tear our families apart. This gospel that I bring is the kind of good news that will burn through the world, helping people to let go of all the excess and become the true followers that they should be. People are going to die for this message. This baptism that I've been baptized with, this is a hard road to walk. We're going to baptize a little girl this morning, Nell. The promises that she makes and her parents make are not that they're going to live a comfortable, easy life. I don't hear any of that. It's about serving everyone as equals. It's about working for justice. It's about caring for the poor. I can sense that there is a change of wind going on. We're entering a new age. Maybe we should call it the age of the Holy Spirit. The church is changing, and there's a fork in the road, and you're going to have to decide which Jesus you want to follow. Because the Jesus that I understand is not tame at all, and we can't contain him or put him in a box. But I can tell you one thing, he's always on the side of the poor. Always. And when I was putting the Band-Aid on this man, I could hear in my mind Jesus saying, "Thank you for taking care of my child." Because every human being is a child of God, no matter what they've done or haven't done. And everyone deserves dignity and respect. And so, my friends, we are baptized into a living Christ, the Son of God, who will not be tamed. And we are about to enter into a new age of church. And I want you to no longer be the shy, polite Episcopalians that you are. I need you to talk about this Jesus that we know and love, the Jesus who would not stand by and let people not get a hot meal, the Jesus who will not stand by and let people go hungry or not be welcomed or not be cared for. You talk about that Jesus without shame and without fear, because we are in a new age. and the Jesus who could be tamed, that's not the Jesus of the Gospels. Amen.